sucks you in and you go, oh, I don't think this is going to be a kick in the teeth like Booker's normally is.
I wanted to smell and then it you all go, day.
Whoop, and you wolf it back and you go, Jesus.
Yes.
So, well, yeah, the nose, well, that the is nose what, sucks
that is
you
what
in.
The inexperienced yeah. chuggers yeah. do, Bob. I'm sorry to hear that you fell into that trap.
It will, the nose will absolutely suck you in on this. Right, Arp? The palate on this
is... He's such a noob.
Such a neophyte.
The palate is just...
The term of art is noob.
It is. It is everything you wanted at Booker's. Literally everything you wanted at Booker's, other than... a case of it that's what I really want to in my Booker's, but
this one hasn't hit the shelf yet in South Florida, but it should be coming very soon.
Is that right? It's last of 2024.
I'm sorry, wait, I'm sorry, this one did. I thought we were doing the 25 for some reason. Wrong. I thought we were doing a 25 here.
Schnook. So we're going to be giving the Booker's 2024-4 Jimmy's Batch a well deserved
there's plenty of this on the shelf.
Five sips.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
All right, so that takes us to our next one, which is the little book, The Infinite Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 59.65% ABV, 119.3. The Infinite is a new line extension within the little book family. This exclusive limited release features a unique blend of whiskeys distilled by all three generations of the No Family Master Distillers, Booker, Fred, and Freddie. Each year, a new whiskey is going to be added to the blend, delivering an ever-evolving confluence of artistry with a unique experience annually. This release honors the family's dedication to the craft of American whiskey. Booker No's component in this is a Kentucky Straight Bourbon whiskey aged 20 years. Fred's is a Kentucky Straight Bourbon aged 14. Freddie's is a Kentucky Straight Bourbon aged 7. And then the shared family component is a Kentucky Straight Bourbon aged 8 years. The nose is very just soft and round. I mean, everything is soft and round after drinking the other Booker's, but the sweetness comes through. There's like dark Manuka honey and molasses. Like a brown butter.
100% on that brown butter.
Like brown butter and damp brown sugar on the palate. Dark toffee, caramel. The barrel char comes up after the swallow. There's some nice oak in here. It's not overpowering. It's just enough to kick you and let you know it's there. The char stays with you, and it's got a nice finish. It stays with you for quite a while. I think this one is my favorite little book so far. I mean, of all the ones they've done, I think this is definitely the one that I'm enjoying the most. And we will be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we're discussing the little book, The Infinite Kentucky Straight Bourbon.
You were rudely interrupted by a commercial, Bob.
Yeah, well, that's what keeps us on the air. So what'd you think, Harm?
I don't care. I don't talk to
you. Okay, then I'll tell you.
This whiskey is so complex. I love it, but I'm just listening to you guys. I'm still overwhelmed. Brent, you tell me.
Okay, so all the other previous little books have been Freddie No's concoctions. So I don't even know that I really like to want to call this one a little book, because it's not, it's the whole family. It's like a family book.
See, yeah, as we explain, it's a line extension of the little book family. He, so he I would agree with you. It's a completely different offshoot.
He's right, the one who did the blending, but, and that's Freddie's thing. He's the blender.
But this is the most mainstream of all the little books that we've had.
All those were like weird, different experiments.
I mean, they were good. Some of them were really good. Some of them were okay. You know, they were all different. And this one here is the most a more mainstream, you know, bookers.
This pays homage to the family, right?
Yes, exactly. So, and I enjoyed it a lot. It's my personal favorite. Just like Bob's said the same thing, you know. I got the dark fruits, slight oak tannin, a little bit of burnt brown sugar, slight tobacco.
Dark chocolate and nuts.
Little bankering spice. All follows through on the palate, you know, on the finish as well from the palate. So I enjoy this, you know.
Maury?
Yeah, I agree, Brent. I agree with absolutely everything you said. I think that this is, in some ways, a true representation of Booker's, and it's a baby brother, and hence the name Little Book. And I like the style. Everything sort of follows through. The real main line of Little Book series, as you said, was more of an experimentation and a little less mainstream. Not to say that there weren't some that were great and fantastic. This is just a whole nother level. I think that this really has the heritage, the DNA of the Booker's line. I love that it's got some whiskey that was distilled by Booker himself, and then Fred and Freddie. I think it's fantastic. It's just, it hits all the boxes. I agree with Bob. It's the best little book I've had. And again, it's not true little book. It's the Infinite series. It's a line extension. And I think you should look for these, because I think they're going to be worthwhile.
Justin?
Say, after about 15 years of drinking bourbon intentionally, this kind of summarizes my entire bourbon drinking experience. Kind of touches on all the notes, highlights of everything I've ever drank. So,
not the low lights, though.
Yeah.
No, not really. Not the low lights.
Well, we're going to be giving the little book, The Infinite, a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
There was some debate about that 5 sips rating earlier, but as
not
this,
now.
Not now. As this got time in the
debate
glass.
It.
Oh, yeah.
Debate it now. No. Yeah, I got a knife on me. Yeah. All right, we're going to have Justin tell us about our last one.
So I am pleased to discuss the Booker's The Reserve's Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. It's 62.95% alcohol by volume, or 125.9 proof. I certainly did not do the math. The Reserves is the first new release in the Booker line in over 5 years. Created by Freddie Ngo, 8th generation master distiller of the Fred B. Ngo Distillery. It is made with older stock than the regular Booker's line. The first batch is made from 8 bourbon batches, aged from 8 and 14 years. So the nose was hard to find at first, and now
it was very light. It was a very light nose.
And now it's still hard to find.
Vanilla waffle cone.
I got sweet.
Yeah. Like a pizza.
Kind of reminded me of like hot pickles that Brent likes. Yeah. Like I said, it's faint, but it's faint hot pickles to me. The palate.
I don't enjoy talking to you that way. I don't know why you insist on making me blow my top. We've been on a lot of adventures together, but it seems like you haven't learned anything.
So the balance on the palate was amazing. I got sweet and heat, and the finish was a solid oak finish. I'm going to try some more of this right now. You know, adding a little age to Booker's didn't hurt it at all. It's really, really good, guys. What did you think, Norm?
I didn't take notes on this one. I just, after the
winged it.
After the first Booker's, the first Booker's was a kick in the teeth, and then I went in order, we're tasting today, and that was a mistake. I should have saved that for last. So it kind of messed up my palate.
I agree. I would have tasted this retrospectively before that, but we didn't know that.
We didn't know that, right. So I didn't take any notes. I mean, like I said, the waffle cone nose I got just now. The spice that you mentioned is there. The sweet and the heat is exactly right, but I don't see where you're getting the pickle. The acidity's not there. The dill's not there.
Only on the nose.
I don't get the dill at all.
I didn't get hot pickles on the palate.
He was daydreaming about some sexual fantasies from last night,
yeah,
and he got confused. Don't mind that.
I'm
but other than that, he was spot on. Other than this,
I do have pickles. Walnut. If you really want one, I can go get them for you. I'm just saying.
But I've got chocolate and walnut in this whole line. All the Bookers. Because it's all bean. It's all bean family, right? So it's all there. I'm getting the same DNA.
You always get a nuttiness with bean.
A beautiful walnut, beautiful chocolate note. The cinnamon is excellent. The black pepper is excellent. It's just a really beautifully balanced whiskey. Brent, what do you think? You got something more nuanced for me?
One of these. The thing with this one for the nose to the finish is that the spices kind of followed right from the nose, your palate, and the finish. And just kind of followed through.
But the nose, everybody's saying it was hard to get on the nose.
You know what I would say? I would say this is a feminine version of Booker's. This is almost like Mrs. Booker's.
No, I would not say that.
I think this has much more finesse. It's a lighter style.
If this is feminine, she's a weightlifter from the East German women's weightlifting team.
Listen, compared to the regular Booker's.
Feel me now and believe me later.
This whiskey has finesse and style. It's a little bit lighter on the nose, a little lighter on the palate.
Put water in it, not wave the bottle over the whisper the word water.
You know, guys like you who bogarted the whole bottle.
Guy here today. There's nothing left for me. The water improved this whiskey so much.
It was fantastic. It was fantastic. For me, it was lighter in style and more feminine and light and finesse than the regular Booker's, excuse me.
This water improved with time. So much with time and water.
Yes.
And, we've had a few in this show that have done that, but this one is just, I agree with Maury that there's more layers to this. There is definitely...
Well, there's 8 barrels of layers.
There's a lot more...
It's just we didn't know when we drank them that we would get overwhelmed by that previous Booker.
But is it still a very powerful whiskey?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it the Booker's that we had, the 24-4? No. But is it a brick to the face? Yeah. Maybe a brick to the face covered with a paper towel. But, it's still a powerful whiskey.
I would call it a washcloth.
Okay,
brick.
A washcloth. I'll give you a washcloth. But still.
And I'm fewer abrasions, more same broken
with
bones.
Water. With water, this one just even gets better. So
the water made this so much better.
So we're going to be giving the Booker's, the Reserves Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
And that was hotly contested earlier, my friends. Yeah.
That's right. It was hotly contested earlier.
Yeah. Not anymore. Yeah.
Not anymore. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our co-host for joining us. Thank you, Brent.
Thanks for making me suffer through this this lineup.
Yeah. I owe you for this. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Thank you, Maury.
Another delightful day in the dank, dark basement. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Harm. Thank you, Harm. Thank you, Maury. Thank you, Justin.
In order,
thank you.
Friend.
No more fun way to lose sensation in your teeth than this. I highly recommend it.
And thank you, Harm.
Well, have you tried cocaine?
Not yet.
No, let me say.
You have numb gums, Harm.
I just did 30 days of bourbon to raise money for Doctors Without Borders, and I did not want to drink more bourbon, but you showed me this lineup, and I'm so happy I came today. Thank you.
All right. Well, for Sip, Said, and Smokes, Made Man Bob, thank you for joining us. Remember, life's too short. Drink bad whiskey.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Suntan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
Community-supported radio. That means no ads, no corporate playlists, just real voices and stories brought to you by volunteers. Fund Drive is the one time each year we ask for your support. If you believe in diverse, independent media, now's the time to show it. Help us rise higher and reach further by donating at cjsffunddrive.ca or text the word donate to 778-782-2573 to get the donation link.
Call. This is Bird Note. With deep, unhurried wing beats, a dozen majestic swans fly in a straight line, their immense white bodies glistening in the golden sunlight of a November morning. As they fly closer, their long necks fully outstretched, the swans' syncopated honks reveal their identity. These are trumpeter swans. The flock lands in a plowed field to forage for remnant potatoes and other waste crops. With an almost 7-foot wingspan, trumpeter swans are among the largest of all waterfowl. At nearly 25 pounds, they are among the heaviest of all flying birds. Now, a second formation of swans flies in to forage near the trumpeters, but these swans announce themselves with a different voice. Just a bit smaller than the trumpeters, their distinctive whoops tell us they are tundra swans, a different species. Both species of swan fly south each fall from nesting sites in Canada and Alaska. Trumpeter swans winter mostly in the Pacific Northwest, while tundra swans can be found along both coasts and at a variety of inland sites in the West. You can see these spectacular birds on their wintering grounds anytime between now and the middle of March. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Today, running from November 3rd to 9th. Donate now at cjsffundrive.ca or text DONATE to 778-782-2573 and help us rise higher and reach further.
CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Swarthmore College in Pennsylvania will soon heat and cool its buildings by using the ground as a giant thermal battery. The college is building a central geo-exchange plant connected to pipes that stretch 800 feet underground. In summer, the system pulls heat from buildings, transfers it to water in the pipes, and then pumps the warm water underground to store the heat in the earth.
In the winter, the system runs in the opposite direction. We extract heat from the ground, lift the temperature of that water using the geo-exchange plant, and then send that warm water to our campus buildings to heat them.
Elizabeth Drake is the Assistant Vice President for Sustainability and Strategic Initiatives at Swarthmore. The geo-exchange system will run on renewable energy and replace the school's aging heating system, which runs on fossil fuels. So it will help Swarthmore reach its goal of eliminating or offsetting all of its carbon pollution by 2035. The system is under construction, but a few buildings are already hooked up. And Drake says that students and faculty are excited.
And I think that the commitment to climate action and decarbonization that we're doing through this project is a point of pride for the campus.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Rise with us. CJSF's Fun Drive is your chance to fuel community radio. Give now at cjsffundrive.ca or text DONATE to 778-782-2573.
Mac DeMarco, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby, the Chablis.
Another day to start all over again.